Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. We knew this challenge was coming for the morning commute. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen and our news editor, Pat Septak, who just traversed from the north to the south in the city through the tunnel and up Greentree Hill. What was your commute like, Pat?
It was rough, Larry. I'm not going to lie, it was rough. I did get up a half hour earlier than normal, but I would say about 90% of my commute was rough.
And you come from the Zeelianopel area,
yeah.
So I-79.
Yeah, coming in, I heard Paul mention that it got better at the 279-79 split. Not for me.
Things have deteriorated completely, haven't they?
Oh, yes. Okay. The snow plows, they were out there, but the snow was coming down so fast,
right?
They couldn't keep up with it. So roads were snow covered, they were slick, and I would say it didn't get better until I got close to the city, like past the Channel 11 studios, and then once I got through the tunnels, Fort Pitt tunnels, it got bad again.
Yeah, Greentree Hill, when you come through the tunnels from the city side,
yeah.
You go up that hill. That is a significant climb.
It is.
And when it's slick, it makes it very challenging because, as Paul pointed out earlier, various speeding vehicles create a hazard because they blow by. And a lot of people are obeying what the rules are now, reduce speed for obvious reasons.
Right. Yeah, 45. That is a good speed limit
on state roads right now.
Yeah,
and then it's 55 on most places in the turnpike, especially in our area, of course.
Correct. Yeah. Worst part though, coming in was the other drivers. I mean,
there you go.
Some of these people. I mean, what are they thinking?
There's two varieties, Pat. There's the ones that are going to settle down in the center lane, of the three lanes going southbound, and they're going to have their high beams on, and they're going to be driving 35, maybe 40 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people trying to get around them, which is dangerous,
yeah.
Because you've got snow or slush or both in the passing side. And then you have the other drivers who somehow mistakenly believe that they have powers that no one else has in their vehicles, that they think that they can go 65, 70 miles an hour. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. And I encountered both of those situations.
Well, the city of Pittsburgh says they'll have about 60 salt trucks treating roads. We just saw a shot around Bloomfield where even on the main drag there in Little Italy, snow covered.
Oh, I bet this going is going to be slow there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you can expect. And certainly with some of those hills that we have in and around the city. So you have the municipalities with their trucks, you have the city, then you have the county, then you have the state vehicles with PennDOT. So the combination. But you saw them out on the main roadways.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And yep. We're going to check in top of the next hour, Lori Musto, who is the assistant executive for maintenance, so she's the one that's helping coordinate their response.
Earlier, she said it's areas to the north and west that were getting the heavier snow bands, the north and west of the city, so we'll check in with her on that. But Like I said, when I reached the interstate, there was one clear lane at the Cranberry exit, and by the time I got to the split, it was all wet on the way down.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how quickly things can go downhill. It's only been less than 3 hours.
Yeah, correct.
And Colin Dunlap just checked in. He said he finished his workout. 2 additional inches fell while he was just doing his morning routine.
He had posted something from home where there was an inch after about an hour, so it's stacking up fast.
Joe Potocnik from JP Roofing says they need to do a better job out east.
Mm.
Yeah, he's out beyond, you know, where you get off on the Parkway East, Forest Hills, and you go out toward North for Sales. You know, the problem is we're in the midst of the heaviest commute of the day, and you're getting the snow, the heaviest snow at the same time.
There are 3 magic words for this situation. Work from home.
if you can.
If you can.
A lot of people, I'm sure, would love to be able to do that. That said, we have an extended list of school delays, and the biggest is Pittsburgh Public Schools are closed today, and this is after they had an extended vacation day yesterday. So I'm sure the kids are happy. But when you think about it, sending kids out in this condition, some of them walk, some of them are taking buses, you know, it's probably the wise move. Mm-hmm. And we always talk about the superintendents who have to make these calls. You know, what time do you make that call? So most of the other school districts are on a 2-hour delay, including the next largest school is North Allegheny. Parts north, south, east, west, we're getting pretty much 2-hour delays at this time. So now you can nestle in, Pat, into the newsroom.
Yes.
I'm guessing that most of your morning will be consumed about covering the snow and the response to it.
I'm sure. When I made it here to the parking lot, I breathed a huge sigh of relief.
I do.
Actually, I know that feeling because when you wake up, like we do very early, and you look out the window, even though you know it's coming, and you go, okay, it's go time.
Yep.
So go to kdkradio.com. We have the entire list, and as I pointed out, extensive list.
Just going through it. I mean, this thing's going on forever here.
Yeah, and remember the days when we had to used to read all these? Shumway loved it, though. He loved it.
It was the odd saint-named schools that got to me.
St. Irenaeus.
There's a classic example.
I remember when he asked the bishop, then Bishop Zubik, who was St. Irenaeus? There was a long pause.
Pop quiz.
I'll get back to you on that, John.
I used to be one of the ones who had to take the calls back before there was the automated.
Right. We used to have, we had like a super secret number for.
Right.
Administrators, the superintendents, to make the call, and they had a code, and we always thought, what if someone busts the code?
That's right.
We were so worried about it.
And this was at a time when this was the first place they found out.
Period.
Yes.
There were no robocalls. There were no websites. There were no text messages or emails. It was either KDKA Radio in the morning or Zippo.
That's right. And then on days like this, many times, initially they would call in a 2-hour delay and then they would call back to cancel.
Right.
So,
oh boy.
I remember those days.
All right, Pat, we'll let you settle in. Glad you made it safe. 866-391-1020. What are you encountering? 866-391-1020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
866-391-1020. Getting your feedback again. Pittsburgh public schools closed, but almost all others are just two-hour delays. Many people asking why. Because of the situation, they're anticipating maybe closing other schools. So you can go to kdkradio.com. We have the list, and it will continue to update. Let's go to Sandy. KDKA, good morning, Sandy. Where are you and where are you going?
Oh, good morning, Lair. Love your show. Listen to you all the time. Little taste of home. I used to live in Pittsburgh. I'm up above State College near the 80. It's about a quarter inch of snow. It's covering the streets. I'm sure there'll be a delay. Hey, you mentioned Zubik just before, Bishop Zubik. I have to tell you, we went to see Beatlemania one time at Heinz Hall. We sat down front. We were so close we could see all their makeup on their face. Here I look over. There's Bishop Zubik. About second song in, he slept through the whole show. We laughed like heck.
Well, thanks for that side note, Sandy. And this is one of those storms, Paul, where above, typically we talk about heavier snows north of I-80, but this is not the case right now. So she said, what, a quarter of an inch there? I
mean, when you hear the words I-80, you immediately think of lots of snow, right?
Yeah, so actually between 70 south of us and 80 north, this is where the heaviest snow is falling. Let's go to... Ross is in Braddock. Ross, where are you? Where are you going?
Well, actually, I'm enjoying listening to the show. I remember those days of you having to read everything prior to your wonderful airness in your chair. But I want to pass along a reminder to drivers. No one's going to get pulled over or cited, but they changed the state law. It's a drag, but folks, you got to clean off your car, not just so you can see, but also so you're not blowing snow behind you on the vehicles. It could cause one less accident, and that's what we want to try to avoid.
All right, Ross, thanks. Stay safe. Let's go to Joe in East McKeesport.
Hey, Larry, you're doing a great job. I'm actually at Route 30 and Fifth Avenue right now, and Route 30 is covered in snow and very slushy, and I walked from my house on Broadway to Fifth Avenue here, and the flakes were getting heavier. I got about 2 inches right now where I'm looking.
Yeah, and right now we're at 29 degrees, so anything wet's going to freeze. So there'll be some slick walking conditions, too, for many people. All right, Joe, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Nick and Irwin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nick.
I just went through where Joe was. It took me usually my commute from Irwin to the Parkway to get on at Forest Hills on Route 30. It's about 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the red lights. It took me just... So...
How long?
It's completely... Route 30 in the east is completely untouched.
Repeat the last part, Nick. You cut out for a second.
Oh, sorry. Route 30 in the east areas is completely untouched. North for Sales is a disaster all the way up through down across the Westinghouse Bridge.
And how long did it take you to make that trip? That's what cut out.
About 50 minutes. It usually takes me around 15 to 20. So.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, be safe out there, Nick. Thank you. Appreciate the update. All right. We got John. John, where are you?
Yeah, I am in North Versailles right now. I just left. I live in Penn Hills and drove down Brown Avenue to Turtle Creek and got on the Triborough Expressway and went up through past the old Westinghouse factory, RIDC, down there, and made a left onto the Triborough to continue on my way to McKeesport. And the Triborough is a sheet of ice. There are cars and trucks all over the place. Here, I would avoid it if I could.
Where again exactly is that, John?
The Turtle Creek Braddock area, East Pittsburgh, where the old, you know, the Westinghouse factory, where it all began down there. And
I got
the Triborough Expressway is a four lane that goes up to like a new Amazon facility, that was built where there used to be a mall, and it's bad. It's real bad.
Hey, John, appreciate that heads up. Icy conditions. Thank you. Let's go to Don on the south side.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm going from the south side down Carson Street up to the South Hills. The clearest road I'm in right now is the Liberty Tunnels. There's no snow in there, but everywhere else, roads are treacherous. You got to take your time. Our, nothing's been touched.
Appreciate it, Don. Yeah, the city's always a challenge. They say they have 60 trucks out, Paul, in the city of Pittsburgh. So,
and I think I was just reading this morning that City Controller Rachel Heisler says they need about close to double that.
Yeah, to take care of business. Mm-hmm. All right, Isaac's in Aliquippa in Beaver County. Isaac, good morning.
Hey, Larry. So, good morning. I'm heading up to work in Beaver County on Parkway West. And, yeah, roads are kind of interesting. I got a Subaru with 2-week-old tires, and I'm sliding around a little bit. So most people are taking their time, but I've seen a few vehicles either in the ditch or almost in the ditch. So it's been interesting.
I appreciate it. Be safe out there. And we'll wrap up this segment with Bill. Bill, where are you? Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm on Bedford Avenue and working my way up to the Hill District, and it's snow-covered, and they haven't touched it.
Yeah, this is a reoccurring theme that we hear.
Yeah, imagine that.
Now, you give them, I know, you give them a little bit of leeway because the heaviest snow is falling now, so it's hard to keep up. So, Bill, thanks. Be safe. Appreciate you listening to KDKA. And that said, from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Ellen has her eyes around the region.
Oh, we're trying, but all those great reports from all those good road rangers. So, yeah, what they're saying about taking your time is it's you're hearing it from them, so not just from us as well. And the speed limits are reduced for you. 55 miles per hour on the turnpike and toll roads throughout the region, 45 on the interstates, folks. And that's the ask per PennDOT, and it's going to keep you safe getting out there this morning. We have an accident now on the Union Avenue ramps to the Parkway North, I-279. So very slow for you there. In Baldwin Road at Streets Run Road, we have an accident. Also another one on Baldwin Road approaching Glass Run Road. So conditions very poor in that area. O'Hara Township, an accident on southbound 28 in the RIDC Park area. Also in Harrison Township, an accident on Route 908 between Freeport Road and Route 28. Earlier accident still being cleared from the Parkway West outbound or westbound in Robinson near the Robinson Town Center off ramp. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 635. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Good morning. We have our challenges, as you know, during this morning commute. So let's go right to the National Weather Service. From the office here in Pittsburgh, meteorologist Bill Modzelewski. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
So it sounds like we're on the higher end of the snowfall in and around the city of Pittsburgh. What's our status?
Yeah, so far we've gotten 2.5 inches here at the office, and that was as of about 6:30 a.m. Most of the reports we've had across the area have ranged from 1.5 to 3 inches. It's been a pretty uniform snowfall so far this morning.
Yeah, and the bulk of the heaviest snow, as I understand, is actually, for a change, between I-70 and 80. Usually it's north of 80 that gets the heaviest snow. So it's going to continue through the bulk of the morning commute, correct?
Yeah, until we get to around 9 o'clock, we should start to see the heavier rates tapering off. We'll still have some light snow lingering on, probably through early afternoon, but as far as accumulating snow goes, most of that should be tapering off somewhere around 9 a.m. this morning.
And then we're looking at temperatures going down into the 20s, so anything that's wet is going to freeze through the course of overnight, too.
Yeah, we're expecting lows behind this flow pressure system here to get colder, so we should see lows in the lower 20s tonight. So any melting that we get during the day today, as we get into the mid-30s this afternoon, we could get a little bit of melting, and of course anything like that would refreeze on any untreated roads as we get into the overnight hours tonight.
So afternoon, we should be in good shape, correct?
Yeah, it looks like most of the accumulating snow, most of the impactful snow should be winding down here this morning, towards the end of the morning commute. And then by the time we get to this afternoon, most of the roads are treated. The snow, if anything, we'll have a few flurries around in the area. But yeah, in general, this afternoon's commute should be in much better shape than this morning.
And Bill, as I understand it, we're going to get some maybe single-digit temperatures as we get through the end of the week.
Yeah, it does look like, especially Thursday night, we get temperatures down to around 10 degrees above zero, and some areas will probably dip into the single digits. We should be clearing out Thursday night, so it'll be one of those nights where we have a little bit of snowpack on the ground and clearing skies, and then we typically get those cold temperatures on nights like that.
But continued snowfall here for the next 2 to 3 hours, the accumulating kind, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And then, the most impactful rates that we'll have will be over the next two and a half hours or so, and then we should start to see things improving after that.
All right. Appreciate the update, Bill. Thank you. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks a lot. You too.
From the National Weather Service, meteorologist Bill Modzelewski. And during this time, it's really challenging, obviously, at the height of the rush hour for the snow plows, because they can only go as fast as you do, and give them their distance, too. So city says they've got 60 trucks ready to go and out and about. We know the city has had challenges with removing snow, especially while it's in progress. That's why almost all of the school lists, except for Pittsburgh Public, closed today. You can go to kdkradio.com. And I'm looking at the list, and almost all of the other schools are two-hour delays. And that's right on the bubble. So superintendents make these decisions. They're trying to figure out, you know, what's best. But a lot of people calling in saying, hey, why aren't they closing my school? I can't answer that. Your superintendent can. There are a number of ancillary schools that also use remote instruction in days like this, but Aliquippa School District, two-hour delay in Beaver County, Apollo Ridge in Armstrong County, two-hour delay, Westmoreland County, Aquinas Academy in Greensburg, all two-hour delays, and a considerable list, North Allegheny School District, two-hour delay, Seneca Valley in Butler County, two-hour delay, in Indiana County, two-hour delay. So Oakland Catholic High School here in the city of Pittsburgh, two-hour delay. Penn State Beaver Campus, a 10 a.m. start. And so most all of these are two-hour delays. That may surprise people. You would think remote instruction, just to give you an idea, some of the schools that are doing that, Propel in Braddock Hills, the middle school, and also the high school remote instruction, Propel Montour Middle and High School closed. So there's another one joining. Some of the other Propels have now checked in. But we have the entire list, and make sure you go through it to find your school. They should all be in alphabetical order, but they aren't always, because the new ones that check in also show up in the list first. But Pittsburgh Public closed today. You can thank Mother Nature for that.
Well, driving is problematic this morning, Larry. This caller checked in a few minutes ago from the Parkway West.
Roads are kind of interesting. I got a Subaru with 2-week-old tires, and I'm sliding around a little bit. So most people are taking their time, but I've seen a few vehicles in the ditch or almost in the ditch.
Yeah, the issue is once you get in a sliding situation, a lot of people don't know how to control that, and some people can't. He's talking about a Subaru with all-wheel drive. That doesn't mean you can stop any quicker than you can otherwise.
Well, I mean, pulling into the parking lot this morning, the back end of my vehicle came around and started to slide, and I have all-wheel drive, and I was set on the snow setting, so there you go. So when are we going to get a break from this stuff?
We'll still have some light snow lingering on, probably through early afternoon. As far as the accumulating snow goes, most of that should be tapering off somewhere around 9 a.m. this morning.
That is a meteorologist from the National Weather Service, Bill Modzelewski. And the point is the heaviest snow through the bulk of the heaviest traffic that's typically in a morning commute. So that's added, you know, layers of issues for salt trucks trying to get around, whether it's municipal, city, county, state. And we're going to check in with Lori Musto from PennDOT coming up right after your report at 7.
Yep. And the Steelers will try to turn things around in Baltimore on Sunday. So how will Mike Tomlin respond to the team slide? Well, here's what Bill Cowher said about that.
I know one thing. He's not going to let the outside noise influence or how he's going to change his approach to this next game. He knows it's a lot on stake. They're not playing great football right now. He's got to find a way to rally that group and get them to believe that they still have a chance to win this division.
Bill Cowher, who's been very outspoken, but he can certainly relate as a former head coach of the Steelers, a Hall of Famer. So,
oh yeah,
you appreciate what he's trying to say. They'll try to find a way to make it right on Sunday, and if they win in Baltimore, they'll be back in first place.
Somehow, isn't that strange?
It is. It's the National Football League. It is actually Bill Cowher who once said, there's a fine line between winning and losing in this league. And Bill's right. Hopefully they'll be able to turn it around against the Ravens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.